Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, send it salam. Here at the 51st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here we have Nitzabim. Nitzabim in the Hebrew, Koma Chukwal. Ye y'all standing. Nitzabim, one standing. Bamarinya, the King of Kings Bible, Royal Amharic, Koma Chukwal. You all who are standing. Shabbat Shalom. Send that salam.
Send that salam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of resting inside your home. Send that salam. Shabbat Shalom.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Beni uvein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Eta HaShemayim ve'eta HaAretz Uwa v'yoma ha'shevi'i Shavat Shavat Vayinah. It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam. For I the Le'olam. For in 6 days, Kia Shesheta Yamin, he who be, we be made, Asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, Eta HaShemayim, the heavens, Eta HaAretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom HaShavii. And on the seventh day, U Bayom HaShabi'i Shavata He ceased from work. Shavat Wayinafash and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat Wayinafash.
Exodus 20 and 8, Masoretic Hebrew, Zakor et Yom HaShabbat, L'Kadisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, L'Kadisho, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat, L'Kadisho. Remember the Sabbath day, the day of the Sabbath, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat, L'Kadisho.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat nitzavim, Sabbath one standing, shalom, shalom, aleichem, yesai. Shalom Aleichem, Rastafari, Habarim, Esai, in the name of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, Kedemah, we have the Selassie. Here we have this 51st coming to the fulfillment of the year right here in this season, this time, looking forward to the Lunar New Year and to the Feast of the Blasting, the Feast of Trumpets, also known as Rosh Hashanah, here in the season, September 6th, and of course, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, the New Year, the Solar New Year, September 11th, looking forward, forward right here, here, here. This Torah reading and feeding, yes, I, Rastafari, Nitzabim, one's standing. We touched on some of the Q&As, sabbatically speaking, for this 51st as we pick up with Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 10 to chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 10, chapter 29, verse 10, to chapter 30, verse 20. Once again, just as an overview, in the previous sabbatical study, we had Ki Tabo, Begabahim Gizeh, when you become in, when you enter into the land. There, Moshe Rabbeinu, he warned the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, that obedience to Jehovah would bring baraka, blessing, whereas disobedience would bring a litany of dreadful curses and consequences, including the prospect that actually became a reality of being scattered among Hagoyim, the Goye Haaretz, the nations, the different nationalities of the world in exile. Now, here in this sabbatical study, in this Torah reading and feeding, we have Moshe formally gathering all the people, all of Jah people together to deliver them a final solemn appeal to uphold Jah's covenant. Obedience to this covenant, this word agreement, would formally ratify, put into effect, that is to say, put into effect Jah people as Jah's chosen nation. So nationhood, the subject of nationhood, according to the glory of his majesty, Kedemawi Hale Selassie, is also contained in this 51st sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Nitzabim, Senbet Omat Chukwal, Sabbath, y'all stand, one standing. So once again, obedience, the Shema, Sima, hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Jehovah. What is the word of he who be, who he be? His divine majesty, Kedemawi Hale Selassie, to fulfill the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words. So obedience to this covenant, this word agreement, would formally ratify, put into effect the people, Jah people, as Jah's chosen nation. So from peoplehood, so to speak, to nationhood is another very important subject matter. And since Gormawi Negus Negas, the Imperial Majesty says to I, it makes it very clear. We're going to play, the audio again. But he connects the commandments with the nation, with that particular nation of which he is King of Kings. So being subject to the terms and the conditions, there were terms and conditions. So we also had reason briefly on one of the questions, you know, concerning conditional and unconditional. You hear a lot of folks talk about unconditional, right? But there's always terms and conditions. It's whether those terms and conditions are graceful, merciful, or not, whether they're good terms and conditions or not. So subjection to the terms and subjected to the terms and conditions previously stated, this would apply to all future generations. So even here, thousands of years later, and after this 400-year period of time, it is still applicable. Call Yisrael, call all Yisrael, all Israel, Israel, Hulu in the Amharic, call in the Hebrew to signify all, Hulu, Israel, Hulu, all would be bound, duty bound, to the terms of the covenant for all times and for all Iowas. So right here, picking up right here with this 51st sabbatical study. Now here, at this season, this time in the year, we have Psalm 150, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the last psalm, at least according to the number. The one outside the number is Psalm 151, and we do address the translation and bringing forward that in the Parallel Bible published, the Parallel Psalms, Book of Psalms, the English and with the Royal Amharic side by side. We touch on Psalm 151, but Psalm 151, even from the Ethiopian, the Ethiopic, the manuscripts, it says outside the number. So the final psalm in the number is today's daily psalm, Psalm 150. So we're going to ride up with that right here, here, here. Just a couple of first words right here, calling, 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 here, 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 Nitzabim, this Torah portion, one standing. But here, seeing that Moses is the speaker here, Moses, Moshe, and Moshe is giving his farewell address to a new generation of Israelites. We hear of Moshe Rabbeinu. I love to the Bob Andy. Bob Andy. And here, 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 Moses gives instruction. He led the people to the edge of the wilderness. And here, 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 the final address. Let's hear about St. Garnet Silk with King Moses. Yeah, Moses was king as well in the role that he served. When we look at the fullness of the testimony here in HaTorah, here we're in the last book of Moses, a Hebrew book known as Devarim, the words. Here, King Moses, here up, St. Garnet Silk, with this tune right here. Yes, sir.
Once I was blind, but now I see it. Oh, Lord,
Yes, I. Isis, I. Yes, I. King Moses. Scripts say that Moshe was king in Jeshurun. You might have come across that. Jeshurun. What's Jeshurun? And why does it refer to him as being king in Jeshurun? Moses, his unique, very unique role. And also he points forward to the Messiah, one who would be like unto Moshe, the Moshiach. Now, it's interesting. One can, you know, look and see if there's an etymological, not directly, it's not a direct etymological link. It's a similarity in sound. Mashiach, and Moshe. One is from Mashach, right? And the other is from Mashah. But this word says that there would be a Messiah. So the link of Messiahship with a type of Moses or another Moses brings us right here to this particular tune. Yes, I, Winston Fergus, send another Moses, Messiah.
Yeah. rewind and come back to later.
Was off right there. First, we played Winston Fergus, Sending of the Moses, as Moses is a link with the Messiah, then the Messiah type. Let's study this link between Moshe and the Messiah, the Messiah being likened unto Moses. Here, here, here. Classic, classic, classic. The Willows. The Willows right here, here, here. Sending of the Moses. Yes, I. Ooh.
Another Moses, Jah Jah, to lead
Yes, I. Rastafari. So here. Another Moses. Who was that other Moses? Who was or who is? We see the type of Moses, another Moses, in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christus, the King of Kings, Christ, that word made flesh, and also manifests in Kedemawi Haile Selassie, the first. Yes, I. But let's reason some more on that subject matter, that theme right there, because here Moses is giving his final word and his final address to a new generation. Here in this 51st sabbatical study, a couple of the themes: Jah's fidelity, his faithfulness, always faithful, always sure. Jah's fidelity assured. The exhortation is a build up to choose life, to choose liberty, as he says before them. Life and death, you know, blessing and curse has been put before the people, but he builds them up to choose life, the liberty, even though he was about to die. He explains a lot of things to them right here, and to us, even these latter days and times of the nations. Picking up with chapter 31, we have Yehoshua. Joshua Yasu, he becomes Moshe's successor. So even in Joshua, Yehoshua, we also have a type of Christ or a type of Mashiach, Messiah. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, round about verse 9, the law, HaTorah, the Torah, the directions, instruction, is to be read every seventh year. The Torah, the entirety of the directions, instructions, was to be read every seventh year. This means that must have been written in order for it to be read, the law. The law is to be read every seventh year. Good reasoning on this particular subject matter. When we say the law, we have to understand that Torah, there's a couple of different contexts. Torah, in one sense, is the volume of the book, especially the five books of Moshe. In a direct sense, we have a direction instruction in the 10 words, the 10 commandments that Gurmawi, Negus Neges, His Imperial Majesty,
advice I and I is to fulfill. Moses and Joshua, they received Jah's charge in chapter 31, round about verse 14. And then bringing us to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 30, we have the song of Moshe. Now, the song of Moshe, of Moses, is also mentioned in Revelation. The overcomers would be chanting and singing the song of Moses. It's interesting, we've been looking for a roots reggae, you know, version of that particular song. Maybe we missed it, but haven't really found it yet. That is still to be fulfilled. The song of Moses, also found in Revelation, the overcomers will sing, will chant the song of Moses. What is the song of Moses? And where's the chant? Make I and I rise up the chant. The prophet's reading, here, as we are coming to the time of Rosh Hashanah, and this Torah reading and feeding the 51st is always read before Rosh Hashanah, which in the scripts is the fifth of the seven festivals of Jehovah. The fifth is the day of trumpets, or Yom Teruah, Teruah, the day of the blast of the trumpet. Then we have 10 days after that, announcing the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of repentance leading up to Yom HaKippurim, the day of atonement. Then 5 days after that begins off the seventh and the final feast of Jehovah, and that's the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths, the Feast of Huts, the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year. Now we have the prophet's reading from the prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias, chapter 61, focus verses, verse 10 to Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 9. And here we have the Shabbat and the Torah, the prophet's reading of comfort. The prophet's reading of comfort is a good balance between what we have in the Torah with the blessings, the curses, the warnings, the admonition, and knowing I and I story and Jah people history, and the prophet's reading providing comfort to I and I people and encouragement to go on and upward in spite of what the previous generations experienced. Jah is always faithful, always sure. So here in Isaiah chapter 61, we have the good news. The good news. We have the gospel, the Torah, the good news, the gospel of deliverance, of deliverance, the good news of deliverance. So the good news, before we find it in the New Testament of Brit Chadasha, we find it in the Old Testament and it, through the prophets and the prophecy, even here in this Haftarah, this reading and feeding of comfort from the prophet Isaiah chapter 61, the good news of deliverance, of deliverance. In chapter 62, we have the vindication making right and righteous, and the salvation of Zion, the salvation of Zion, the vindication, making righteous, making right, and saving, and the saving, the salvation, the preservation of Zion, of Zion, even the African Zion. Yes, I. Here in Isaiah chapter 63, we have vengeance on Edom, vengeance on Edom. Isaiah chapter 63, round about verse 7, Jah's mercy, Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, the power, the Almighty's mercy remembered to be called to mind. It's interesting because there's a command to remember the Shabbat. What is the word of command concerning the Sabbath? To remember and to guard, shamar, shamor, shamor, to guard, to hedge about, fuse into one word, one irid, to remember, to call to mind, and to guard and to protect, to hedge about the Shabbat, to remember the Sabbath, That's the command there to remember. I emphasize that because a lot of people say to do this, do this, do this, do that, do this, do this, do that. But John Word says to remember the Sabbath, to keep it set apart, to keep it holy, to guard the Sabbath, to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. And Jah's mercy, the chesed, chesed in the Hebrew, the chesed, one of the attributes of Yahuwah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, He who He be, of His 13 attributes, we have the attribute of chesed, chesed. Loving kindness, also brought out as loving kindness, mercy, undeserved, we could say merit and favor. Balmarinya and Amharic, we have meheret, 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 mercy. Now nitzabim, nitzabim, standing, standing, one's standing, implying many ones standing. Atem, you all, y'all, especially speaking to the sons of Yisrael, the sons, the mandem. The responsibility upon the sons and the mandem, the B'nai Yisrael, standing, standing for a purpose, standing to put into effect, to ratify, to put in effect the covenant. So the covenant right here in Moab is being, in a sense, renewed again, but being renewed specifically for a new generation. For the children of the previous generation that had to do a bid. That bid was a year for a day because they listened to the evil reports and the false reports. They listened to the fake news, in other words, of the 10 spies that brought back lies and were discouraged to go forward and sought to go backward. And Jah was going to destroy them, and Moses appealed. He advocated for the B'nai Yisrael, for that generation, for the generation of the children that he is here speaking to, giving them warnings and instructions, admonition and exhortation and building them up. So here they are standing for this purpose. They've taken up their station, holding their position. So the greatness of repentance here in the season, the time in the season, before we come into the new year and the third of the three times in the year where all the sons of Israel and the Israelites are to appear before Jehovah in the place where he sets his name to be. Now, of course, here in the new covenant sense, the Brit Chadasha, of course, it's in spirit, irid, and in truth. But this season here is a season of repentance as we are moving forward to the sixth of the seven Isla days or the seven holy days, the feast days, the days, the appointed days of Jehovah, and that is Yom HaKippurim. It's not a feast so much, but it is an appointed time. The word sometimes brought out as feast, festival, in some of the translations also means an appointment, a meeting, right? They have a meeting. So Rosh Hashanah corresponds with the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets. And this Torah reading and feeding the 51st Nitzabim is always read prior to Yom Teruah, the Yom, the day, Teruah, of blasts, of the shouts, the day of shouts, called Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, here, 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 where we go into the lunar new year, and this fall festivals, the last three of the seven feasts and festivals, it seals up what we call the ecclesiastical or the churchical year that began roughly around April, May, with the month of Abib, the barley harvest, the sprouting, Addis Ababa, right, new flower, right? So we have this season right here, the seventh month counting from Abib or Nisan. Here is the fall festival, what's called the Fall Festival, or the end of the year, with three particular feasts and festivals in this third of the Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrim festivals. What are they? The day of trumpets, the day of blasting, the day of the shouts called Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Then we have 10 days, right? The 10 days, right? The 10 days are often referred to as the 10 days of repentance, the 10 days of awe, the 10 days leading up to the Day of the Atonement. I emphasize the plurality of it because in Torah, it is not called Yom Kippur. It is called Yom HaKippurim. The difference, the day of a atonement, Yom Kippur, of one atonement, while Torah says and calls it Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement, as it applies to all the members of the body and even to each member in various ways. So here, the greatness of repentance called Teshuvah. Teshuvah often is a word that's associated in the translation, right, from the English to the Hebrew with repentance, teshuvah. Literally, teshuvah, right, teshuvah means, from shuv, it means to turn, the sense of turning. So the idea is like doing a 180, right, doing a 180. You're going the wrong way, right, and then you do a 180, you turn to the right way. This is the Hebrew idea. Now, repentance, there are other words in the Hebrew also found as we study the scripture for repentance, but the general sense of this here is the season of teshuva, the season of return, of turning. The sense is turning from that which is astray to Yahweh. So this season leading forward to the Isla festivals, the feast, the three of them, namely Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, and Sukkot. Sukkot is tabernacles. It's called tabernacles. Literally a sukkah. A sukkah is a hut. Literally, sukkah is a hut. Sometimes they call it booths, a hut, booths, to remind the Bnei Yisrael and the Israelites how Yahuwah Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them to dwell in huts while they sojourned and traveled through the wilderness. They dwelt in huts. So when they enter into the land, they are to recall how Jah had caused them to dwell in tabernacles and huts. And here, that occurs 5 days after the Day of Atonement, going on for 7 days plus an eighth day. So here, looking forward to the season coming forward and coming ahead. So the greatness of Teshuvah. It's an interesting question. Hopefully we have time to get into this a little bit more as we move forward in the Sabbath table talk right here. One of the questions, where's the question concerning Teshuvah? Okay, here goes. The discussion, a reasoning topic, right? What is Teshuvah? Teshuvah, the ancient pointing would be Teshuvah. Teshuvah, Martin, Hebrew, Teshuvah. Teshuvah, Teshuvah. Teshuvah, what is Teshuvah? And is it the same thing as repentance? Something to reason upon. Is teshuvah, which literally means to turn, is it the same thing as repentance? I mentioned this right here. Let me see if we can bring this up right here. Let's see if we have a search, a search phone right here, just to search this out and bring this up for the item. Teshuvah, right, and repentance. Isn't there a verse in the Bible that says that the Lord repented? Because then some people want to play funny games from English, right? Because they're reading English. They're reading a translation. So say, oh, look, the Bible here contradicts because it says this over here and then says that over there. Well, is it Jah that contradicts? Is it the prophets and the writers of the scripts of the divine word? Or could it be the translators? Okay, let's look right here. Repent. Repent. Right? We have this verse right here, in Genesis chapter 6:6. So kind of like, let's just touch on this one question right here, since we're about to speak on the greatness of repentance. This is a season of cheshbon by, you know, nefesh, you know, the cheshbon ha-nefesh. Cheshbon means searching. Cheshbon, it can have a mathematical, like accounting, accounting for ha-nefesh, accounting for the soul, the psyche, accounting for the psyche, the word like psyche in the sense of psychological aspect. Well, that right there concerns the soul, the nefesh. So this season leading forward to the fall festival, Isla Days, right, the third of the pilgrim festivals coming up with Rosh Hashanah here in the season on the 6th of September. Then we also have September 11th. So we have the Lunar New Year, the Solar New Year, right? And in this time, we have the three appointed days, namely the day of the shouting, the day of the blasting, called the Day of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, New Year's. Then 10 days after, the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of repentance, to Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. Then 5 days after that, beginning of Sukkah, right? Sukkot. Sukkah is an individual hut, and Sukkot is huts or booths, right? Going on for 7 to 8 days. And then we seal up the year, and we also begin again after the Isla season. We begin again after the Isla season with sabbatical studies, beginning with Bereshith. But here, in asking this question concerning Teshuvah, repentance in the Hebrew, Teshuvah, and the greatness of Teshuvah. So the word that we're focusing on from the Hebrew is Teshuvah, which often may be translated as repentance, but not always in the Hebrew. So sometimes the translator, KJV translators, I guess they got it the best they could, you know, and in grace, I guess, right? But here in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6, it says, and it repented Jehovah that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. It repenteth, right? It repenteth. Then we have elsewhere in the scripture where it says that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Uh-oh. Now, both of these verses are not teshuvah. Right, the word for repentance here in the season. First word right here in Genesis 6:6, and it repenteth, right? It repented. The word is Naham. We have the name Nehemiah, and we have Naham. Naham could be translated or interpreted as in English as to be sorry, to console oneself, to repent in that sense, to regret, to comfort, can be to be comforted, to be sorry, or another way of bringing out naham is to be moved to pity. Can also to naham is to have compassion, to suffer grief. Naham, to comfort oneself, to be comforted is naham. To ease oneself, naham. To console oneself, naham. To have compassion, naham. Also, in the sense to repent of in that context, naham. Here, getting to the very root, according to the Strong's definition of naham, which is the word found in Genesis chapter 6:6, not teshuvah, not shuv, right? Properly means to sigh, naham, like to sigh, to breathe strongly, naham. In the ancient, we say Hebrew, getting to the primitive, the prime roots, naham means to breathe strongly. Now, by implication, we can say, oh, that is to say he sighed, he breathed strongly. Oh, That must mean he was sorry. He was grieved. You know what I'm saying? So Naham actually means to sigh, to breathe strongly, by implication, to be sorry. That is, in a favorable sense, like to pity, to console, right? Like to console oneself. But then there's another level of Naham as well in the first use of repent, according to the KJV translation in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. The unfavorable use, because in Hebrew, most Afro-Shemitic, most languages, you know, words can have two senses. There's a, you know, the duality of the word, two senses. Since Eve and Adam wanted to know about the positives and the negatives, tree of the knowledge of good and evil, therefore, we have the two senses here. In the unfavorable sense, Naham is to avenge oneself. To avenge oneself. That's the sense of like easing oneself, comforting oneself. And that's the sense of repenting, repenting. Because the word pent in English means to send, right? Re means again. So repent, even in the English, is to like resend, like to send it again. So the context here that we have in Bereshis in Genesis, where it says that it repented Jehovah, he who be, who he be, that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. This is a different sense, right, than the sense of repent in the teshuvah sense. You can follow the word through in the next verse where it says, for repented me that I have made them. He sighed, you know, like when something is just so much, you just have to breathe out. You know, and you are like grieved, you know, because of it. That's the sense of sorry, not the sense of sorry. Oh, I did, you know, I did this for your good, but you took it bad. In other words, so this also brings us to Numbers 23 and 19, where it says that El, the Almighty, is not a man that he should lie. The context here is that El, the Almighty, Ha'el, Hayel, the power, the Almighty I, is not a liar. That's the Hebrew sense of it. People like to try to break it down like, oh, it's not a, he's not a man. See, he's not, no, it's a context, Hebraically. He's not a man that he should lie. Man lies. Man sometimes think they have to lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Neither the Son of Man that he should naham. It's like if a man's father lied and then he inherits things from his father, now he might repent of what his father did because his father was the man and he's the son of that man. Neither the Son of Man that he should naham, right, that he should sigh, you know, or be grieved, right, because of the lie from before. See, that's the context there. A lot of people like to get funny with this verse right here and try to like put the period after man, which says that El is not a man, period. No, he's not a man that he should lie. Man lied. Like when Adam said, he said, Adam, have you eaten of the tree that I told you not to eat of? And he said, well, the woman that you gave to be with me, she gave me of it, and I did eat. I mean, what? He went to the woman, and he says, what is it that you have done? And she said, well, the serpent, Nahash, he tricked me. Boom. All right. So anyway, let's move forward right here. We're touching on this right here to get a better inner standing, right? Since this Torah reading and feeding is shoftim, well, is nitzavim. Have shoftim on the mind. Shoftim on the mind right there, right? Judgment, right? The judges, right? Yes, I. So here, nitzavim standing. The reason why I'm zooming in on this right here concerning repentance is because of one of the reasonments here in this Torah reading and feeding, where it says that after Israel returns to Ha'el, to the power, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'elahim, at the end of days, at the end times of the Gentiles, what will happen? What will happen? That's, I think, question number 15. What will happen, all right? And then there was the question number 13. Okay, 13. What did Moses foretell would happen to Israel during the exile in the latter days? Right? After the people, Jah people, experienced both the Baraka and the Kalala, the blessing and the curses, the consequences, in other words, tribulation, 400 years, 1619, 2019, while Israel, once lost, now found, the Beta Israel, the Bait Israel, is scattered among the nations, different nations, America, the Caribbean, all over the place. This refers to the Roman exile after destruction of the Second Temple, that is 70 AD. Since the Babylonian exile, was not worldwide. So the Babylonian, some say, well, this is referring to the Babylonian exile. No, it's referring to the Roman exile, 70 AD, where many of the people, Jah people, were killed. Many went into slavery. Some fled into East Africa. Others crossed the river Nile, and sojourned in the lands of Ham, of the Hamites. African Hamites, as is African Shemites. Jah people would return to Ha'el, to the power, to the Almighty, with all their heart. Now, note the phrase. There's a phrase here. It says that Jah will return your captivity in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 3. Remember, we're talking about Teshuva, from Shub, to turn. Right, and here it uses a grammatical construction that implies that he will return with them. He will return with them. Here, the Hebrew with Shab Yahuwah Loheka et Shebuteka, with Shab to turn. Right, Yahuwah, he who be who ye be, Eloheka, your power et Shebuteka, he will shab Shebuteka. So we have the Shub, Teshuba. So the sense here is brought out that Jehovah, your Elohim, will return with your captivity. Right? With your captivity. We zoomed in on that because as he was going over the notes, and we saw the question about Teshuva, right? Repentance in the sense of turning from the astray way, right? And it was like when Jah people went astray, Jah turned them out. He basically turned them, you know, to other nations. And then he will now turn them after they experience his word, right? They want to know the good and the evil, the knowledge of good and evil. So the good of the word, the Baraka and the Kalala. And after all that, when they return, when they turn now to he who be who he be, he will turn and return with them. So the greatness of Teshuva. A person should do Teshuva every day, seeing something that is not right, right, within one's life and liberty, turn from it. No one is so holy, so set apart, or so right, righteous, that he or she, but that he does not need to do Teshuva, to turn from, like, you don't need to turn from nothing. You perfect, all right. Neither is any person so lowly. This is also a key point. Neither is any person so lowly and awful that he cannot repent, that one cannot repent, right? Whether one chooses to turn, one can turn and thus return. Commentary, return to Jehovah, your Elohim, you and your children. Return to he who be who ye be, your power, you and your children, and obey his voice in all that I command you today, with all your heart and with all your soul. Hear from Debarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 2. And that there is good news. So here, let's segue right here with with the psalm for today. The psalm for today, let's just ride up right here with the first ear, braided the KJV in the Hebrew.
Mizmor Kufnun.
Praise ye the Lord.
the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise God in his sanctuary. 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 Sanctuary.
Hallelujah. El Bekocho. 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 Bekocho.
Praise him in the firmament of his power. His power. His power.
Hallelujah. Birkia Ozo. Ozo. Ozo.
Praise him for his mighty acts, mighty acts, mighty acts, mighty acts.
Hallelujah, big vurotav, big vurotav, big vurotav, big vurotav.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness, 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 greatness.
Hallelujah, cherov gudlo, 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 gudlo.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, the trumpet, the trumpet.
Hallelujah, beteka shofar, 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 shofar.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Psaltery and harp.
Psaltery and harp.
Psaltery and harp.
Hallelujah, benevel vechinor, 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 vechinor.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance, dance, dance.
Hallelujah, betof umahol, 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 umahol.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs,
and organs, and organs.
Hallelujah, beminim ve'ugav, 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 ve'ugav.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals, 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 cymbals.
Hallelujah, betzilzele shama, 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 shama.
Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals, 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 cymbals.
Hallelujah, betzilzele teruah, 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 teruah.
Let everything that hath breath, 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 breath.
Kol ham neshamat, 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 neshamat.
Praise the Lord.
Tehallel ya, 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 ya.
Praise ye the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Hallelujah, ya, 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 ya.
The end of the Book of Psalms.
Look over, but it's Talawa right here, here, here. Yes, I.
Mazmur Matwamsa. Hallelujah. እግዚአብሔርን በመቅደሱ አመስግኑ። በኃይሉ ጠፈር አመስግኑ። በችሎቱ አመስግኑ። በታላቅነቱ ብዛት አመስግኑ። በመለከት ድምጽ አመስግኑ። በበገናና በመሰንቆ አመስግኑ። በከበሮና በዘፈን አመስግኑ። በአውታርና በእምቢልታ አመስግኑ። ድምጹ መልካም በሆነ ጸናጽል አመስግኑ። እልልታ ባለው ጸናጽል አመስግኑ። እስትንፋስ ያለው ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ያመስግን። ሃሌሉያ።
Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The end of the Book of Psalms.
Kuflun, hallelujah. Hallelujah, El Pecocho. Hallelujah, Girkia, also. Hallelujah, Big Murotam. Hallelujah, Cherov, Gudlo. Hallelujah, Beteka, Shofar. הללוהו בנבל וכינור, הללוהו בתוף ומחול, הללוהו במינים ועוגב, הללוהו בצלצלי שמע, הללוהו בצלצלי תרועה, כל הנשמה תהלל יא, הללויה.
Hallelujah.
Ab Wolid Omenfes Kedus Hadu Amlak Mezmor Meto Hamsa Meto Amsa Meto Hamsa, the 150th Psalm from the authorized revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhav Kedus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah Psalm. Praise ye the Lord, praise ye. He who be. Hallelujah. Ekziavi harin bemekdesu ameskinut behailut efer ameskinut. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Hallelujah. Egziavi harin bemekdesu ameskinut behailut efer ameskinut bechlotu ameskinut betalaknetu bizat ameskinut. Praise him for his mighty acts bechlotu ameskinut. Praise him according to his excellent greatness, for his abundant greatness. Betalak enetu bizat ameskinut, bemelket adimts ameskinut, bebegenana bemesenko ameskinut. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, bemeleket dimt, with the voice of the trumpet, bemeleket dimt ameskinut, bebegenana bemesenko ameskinut. Praise him with the psaltery. With the psaltery and harp, with the begena and the mesenko, bebegenana, bemesenko, ameskinut, bekabrona, bezefen, ameskinut, bealtarina, beimbelita, ameskinut. Praise him with the timbrel and dance, be kabrona, the kabro, the thunder bass drum, the kabro, be kabrona, be zefen ameskinut, be altarina, be imbilita ameskinut. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Dimts amelkam behones and atzil ameskinut. Ililta baloas and atzil ameskinut. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Dimtu melkam behonets enas il ameskenut. Elilta baloas enas il ameskenut. Istinfasa yalo hulu. Egziavi harina yamesagin. Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise Egziavi Harin, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Istinfas yalo hulu. Egziavi harina yamesagin. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. Praise he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Hallelujah.
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Rastafari, Yahweh Rin, Yahmesgen, praise him, because Yahweh Mesgen, he is praised.
Let Jah be praised. The goose and the gods, let Jah be praised. The Daniel lamb, let Jah be praised. Let him be praised. Let him be praised. You better let him be praised. Watereth the hills from his chamber, and the earth is satisfied, so satisfied. He maketh the grass to grow for him. Jah made the herb for man. He made the herb for man. Jah made the herb for man. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and they shall wither like wood. Let Jah be praised.
God, let Jah be praised.
You better let him be praised. Let him be praised. You better let him be praised. I said let him be praised.
Oh, lightning. Earthquake.
Hallelujah. Xiaviharin. Yameskin. Yameskin is he is praised. Yameskin. Let him be praised. Xiaviharin. Yameskin. Here. Riding up. Like to share this right here. Going to the Midrash. It's going to be close here, but riding up with Nitzabim for this Shabbat. Nitzabim. Sabbath one standing. Senbet Omachikwal. Here. On the Twinkle Brothers. Praise him. Yes, sir.
Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God in his sanctuary. Sanctuary.
Hallelujah. El Bekocho.
Praise him in the firmament of his power.
Hallelujah, Birkia also.
Praise him for his mighty acts.
Hallelujah, Big Vurotavi.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Hallelujah, Cherov,
praise him with the sound of the trumpet.
Hallelujah, Beteka shofar.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Hallelujah, Benevel vechinor.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance.
Hallelujah, Betof umachol.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs.
Hallelujah, beminim ve'ugav.
Praise him upon the loud cymbal.
Hallelujah, bechiltzele shama.
Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that hath breath,
kol ham neshamat,
praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
the end of the Book of Psalms.
Midrash on Mizmor Kof Nun, Kof Nun, Kof Nun, on Psalm 150th Psalm, Psalm CL, Mizmor Kof Nun, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, El Be Ad Sho, Hallelujah. Bia Rekia Uzo. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Hallelujah. All of y'all. Yah. Praise he who be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. El. Praise El. El. The true good, the true God. Hallelujah. El. Bikadisho. Bikadisho. In his holiness, his set apartness, in his sanctuary. First verse of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, after the order of Malachias Edek. Praise ye, Yahweh, praise ye, Yah. Here we have Yah, we have the Jah, Jah. In the translation, KJV, King James Version, Psalm 68, verse 4, Jah, the Jah, in the English, Yah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, El, Bikadisho, Hallelujah, praise y'all, he who be, praise El, praise y'all, El, Bikadisho, in his set apartness, in his holiness, in his islandness, in his sanctuary, in his sanctuary. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name. The Ruach Hakadosh, the Holy Spirit, said through Ezekiel, said through Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 39, verses 7 to 8, and my holy name will I make known in the midst of my people Israel, Israel. Neither will I suffer my holy name to be profaned anymore. And the nations, the nationalities, Hagoyim, shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it cometh, and it shall be done. And here, 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 in Yechezkel, we et shema Adshi Odia Bitoka Amiya Yisrael, and my holy name will I make known in the midst of my people Yisrael. We et shema kadshi odia bitoka amia Yisrael. We lo achel et shema kadshi od. Neither will I suffer my holy, my set apart name. Shame kadshi. Neither will I suffer my holy name to be profaned any more. We lo achel et shema kadshi od. We yadu hagoyim ki ani Yahuwah kadosh be Yisrael. And the nations, the nationalities, hagoyim, shall know that I am Yahuwah, he who be who he be. We yadu hagoyim ki ani Yahuwah kadosh, the holy one. Kadosh be Yisrael, the Holy One in Israel. Hine ba'a we nihe yata be ne'um Adonai Yahuwah hu hayom asher dibarti. Behold, it cometh and it shall be done. It cometh and it shall be done. Hine ba'ah v'nihyata and it shall be done. It cometh and it shall be done. Sayeth Adonai Yahuwah, sayeth Adonai Jehovah, this is the day whereof I have spoken. Noom Adonai Yahweh hu hayom asher dibarti. When will the nations hagoyim know that I am the Holy One? When will they know that ani kadosh? When will they know that I am kadosh, the Holy One? When I fulfill what the earlier passage declares, even in this same chapter of Yechezkel, verses 1 to 5, as well as verses 17 to 19, verses 1 to 5. And thou, son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, Thus saith Adonai Jehovah, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, and I will turn thee about and lead thee on and will cause thee to come up from the uttermost parts of the north, and I will bring thee up on upon the mountains of Yisrael, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Yisrael, thou and all thy bands, and the peoples that are with thee. I will give thee to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it. Noom Adonai Yahweh, I have spoken it, saith Adonai Jehovah. And the next passage here in Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 39, verses 17 to 19 reads, "And thou, son of man, and thou, and the I, son of man, wa'ata ben Adam, ben Adam, son of Adam, son of man, thus saith, like this saith, ko amar Adonai Yahweh, thus saith Adonai Jehovah, speak, amor, speak to the birds of every sort and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come and gather yourselves on every side to my feast upon the mountains of Israel, of Israel, that ye that y'all may eat flesh and drink blood. The flesh of the mighty shall y'all eat, and the blood of the princes of the earth shall y'all drink. Rams, lambs, and goats, bullocks, fatlings of Bashan are they, all of them. And ye and y'all shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my feasts, which I have prepared for you." Yechezkel, Ezekiel, Yechezkel did not plainly declare how long the beasts and the birds would feed upon the flesh of God. But when Isaiah, when Isaiah came, he plainly declared how long it would be, saying, even in Isaiah 18 and 6, "They shall be left together to the ravenous birds of the mountains and to the beasts of the earth, and the ravenous birds shall summer upon them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. Behold, then, they will feed upon Gog for 12 months, for winter and summer together, together make 12 moons, 12 months. When will HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, be hallowed, be set apart, be sanctified, be hallowed, set apart in His world? When He punishes HaRasha, the ratchet, the wicked, as the preceding psalm says, even Psalm 149 and 9, to execute upon them the judgment written, He is the glory of all His saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Wait for it.
La esota bahem mishpat akatub hadar hu lekol chesedayo. Hallelujah. To execute upon them the judgment written. La esota bahem mishpat akatub. He is the glory of all His saints. Hadar hu lekol chesedayo. Praise ye Yah. Praise ye Jah. Hallelujah. Then will He be set apart. Will He be sanctified, eilified, hallowed in His world. As is said, even in the first verse, hear, of Mizmor Kof Nun, of Psalm 150. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Labik Adsho! Hallelujah! Biarekiauzo! Praise El! Because of His holy ones, His Isla ones. Hallelujah. Big God show. That is praise him because, hallelujah, him. Exalt him. Hallelujah him because of what he does for his holy ones, his set apart ones, his Isla ones. And who are his holy ones, his Isla ones? Yisrael, Israel, to whom it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 7 and 6, for thou art a holy, a set apart people to Yahweh Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, true good, true God, of whom, and of whom also it is written in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 2 and 3, Yisrael, Israel, was holiness, islandness to Jehovah. Hence, hear, 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 it is said, Hallelujah, big God show, praise El, because of his Holy One, big God show. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Hallelujah, be a riki uzo. Praise him in the firmament of uzo, of his power. Hallelujah, be a riki uzo. That is, praise him. Hallelujah, praise who? Praise him. Hallelujah, for what he will do in the firmament. Be a rikiah with Uzo, with Uzo, with his power. And what will he do, be a rikiah in the firmament? According to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias 34 and 4, all the hosts of heaven shall molder away, and the heavens, Shemaim, shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down. And it is told further in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 51 and 6, lift up your eyes to the heavens, to Shemaim, and look upon Haaretz, the earth beneath. For Hashemayim, the heavens, shall vanish away like smoke. And Haaretz, the earth, the earthly plain, shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. Another comment on Halluhu, be a Rikiah Uzo, praise him in the firmament of his power. In view of the word power, uzo, power, how is the verse to be read? Praise him, hallelujah, for what he will do to the powerful ones, be rikiah, to the powerful ones in the rikiah, in the firmament. And who are the powerful ones in the firmament, be rikiah? They are the guardian angels, the guardian angels of the peoples of the world. As scripture says, even in Haggai 2:22, I will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of Hagoyim, of the kingdoms of the nations, the international community, the Gentiles. And what does I will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms signify? That Ha'el, the true El, the true good, the true God, that Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim will throw down the guardian angels, angels from heaven to earth. And then the horses and their riders shall come down. That is, the peoples of the world, the peoples of the world that were watched over by their guardian angels. And the scripture says in Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 34 and 5, my sword hath drunk it's filled in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Edom, upon Edom, and upon the people of my band to judgment. That is, after Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, has let his sword drink its fill. He will make the sword of Edom, of Edom's guardian angel, of Edom's guardian angel fall from his hand. And it will come down upon Edom, upon Edom. And scripture goes on to say, in Yeshaya, the sword of Yahweh, of Jehovah, is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For Yahweh, for Jehovah, hath a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom, of Edom. For Yahuwah, for Jehovah, hath the day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the controversy, for the controversy of Zion, for the controversy of Zion. Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 34, verses 6 to 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rastafari.
The psalm, all about praise and Jah. Even especially for his judgment, yes, sir.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jah, you know I'm killing for you.
Yes, about to ride up right here, Nitzabim Atem, Nitzabim, you all, especially the sun, standing, yes, I get a good standing, good understanding, good understanding, good overstanding, here, how are we standing on the time, like two minutes, calling, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, looking forward to the first day service here, this Shabbat Nitzabim, one standing, here, the Torah reading and feeding before the Yom Teruah, the day of the shouting, the blast, the trumpet, Rosh Hashanah, here, the 3-in-1 right here on today's daily psalm, Psalm 150, right here. A little 3-in-1, a 3-in-1 right here. Here.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah El Pekotso. Hallelujah Birkia Osho. Hallelujah Big Murotav. Hallelujah Cherov Gudlo. Hallelujah Beteka Shofar. הללוהו בנבל וכינור, הללוהו בתוך ומחול, הללוהו במילים ועוגב, הללוהו בצלצלי שמה, הללוהו בצלצלי תרועה, כל הנשמה תהלל יא, הללויה.
מזמור 150 הללויה. እግዚአብሔርን በመቅደሱ አመስግኑ፣ በኃይሉ ጠፈር አመስግኑ፣ በችሎቱ አመስግኑ፣ በታላቅነቱ ብዛት አመስግኑ፣ በመለከት ድምጽ አመስግኑ፣ በበገናና በመሰንቆ አመስግኑ፣ በከበሮና በዘፈን አመስግኑ፣ በአውታርና በእምቢልታ አመስግኑ፣ ድምጹ መልካም በሆነ ጸናጽል አመስግኑ፣ እልልታ ባለው ጸናጽል አመስግኑ። استنفاس يالو كله اغزابهيرن يامسكن هاليلويا.
Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The end of the book of Psalms.
The blessing before the reading of HaTorah, here picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9 to chapter 30, verse 20. The prophet's reading for this Shabbat of comfort from the prophet Isaiah. The good news, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 10 to chapter 63, verse 9, and from the Brit Chadasha, from the New Covenant reading and New Testament scriptures, Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 12, and John chapter 12, focus verses, verses 41 to verse 50. Here for the Paranta.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch abba Yerushalayim. Hear, hear, hear.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak.
Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim U'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Yes!
Rastafari.
Yes!
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, King Selassie.
The whole praise is due for
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear. O Yisrael, O Yisrael, O Yisrael, O Yisrael. Hear the Rishon, 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 Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. First Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat. Nitzavim, Sabbath, ye stand, ye are standing, you all are standing, hear, 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 for the Hebrew first words here, and the first aliyah, the first of offering, the first reading for this Shabbat, here, the 51st, sabbatical Torah portion reading and feeding on an Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat strong Nitzavim. Here, here, here we pick up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Here, picking up with chapter 29, here at verse 9 in the Hebrew Masorah, corresponding with verse 10. In the KJV. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Hear, give ear. B'shem Ha'av ve'Habein ve'Ruach Ha'Kadosh Yahuwah Echad. Hear, hear, hear. Atem nitzavim hayom kulkem lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem Rashekem Shibatekem Zikanekem Wishotarekem Kol Ish Yisrael. Ye, y'all, stand this day, all of you, before Yahweh Jehovah, y'all Elohim, your captains, your heads of your tribes, your elders and your officers, with all the men, all man of Yisrael. Atem nitzavim, ye stand, 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 stand. Ye y'all stand. Atem nitzavim, hayom, this day. Kulkem, all of you. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah Elohekem, before he who be who he be, Yah Elohim. Rashekem, your captains, your heads, your rasses. Rashekem, Shivatekem, of your tribe, Shivatekem, Ziknekem, y'all elders, with Shotarekem, and your officers, with Shotarekem, call Ish, all man, call Ish, Yisrael, all man of Yisrael, your little ones, your wives, and thy stranger that is in thy camp, from the hewer of thy wood to the drawer of thy water, that thou shouldest enter into the covenant with Yahuwah Eloheka, with Jehovah the I Elohim, and into his oath, which Yahweh Elheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, maketh with thee I this day. And Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear here for the Shani, 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 Shani. The Shani, the second aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering up here for this Shabbat Nitzavim. Sabbath ye stand. Sabbath y'all stand. 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 Lim on Hakim Otika Hayoma Loa Lim Wihua Yihyeh Lika Lelohim Kaasher Diber Lak Wikaasher Nishba La Eboteka Le Avraham Le Yitzhak U Le Yaakov. Here, here, here for the Sheni, for the second up offering, second reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nitzavim. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known and called as Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 29, here at verse 12 in the Hebrew corresponding to verse 13 in the KJV and the English Bibles. That he may establish the eye today for a people to himself, and that he may be to the eye a Elohim, true good, true God, as he hath sworn to the eye, and as he hath said to the eye, and as he hath sworn to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, le ma'an hakim oteka, hayom aloa le am, that he may establish thee, I, today for a people to himself. Wehua yihyeleka lelohima ka asher diber lak. And that he may be to thee a Elohim, true good, true God. Asher nishba'a la avoteka le Avraham le Yitzhak u le Yaakov, as he hath said to the eye, and as he hath sworn to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to Avraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us, with I and I, this day, before Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheinu, before Jehovah, I and I Elohim, and also with him that is not here with I and I, with us, this day, 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 this day.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 and give ear right here for the Shalishi, Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath ye stand, Sabbath y'all standing. Here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, the third up offering, offering up for this Shabbat Nitzavim. Here picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 29, here at verse 15 in the Masoretic, the Hebrew corresponding with verse 16 in the English and the KJV Bibles. Here, Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, give ear, hear for the Shalishi. Ki atem yidaitem eit asher yashavnu bi aretz mitzrayim ve eit asher abarnu bi karev ha-goyim asher ibartem. Hear. For y'all know how we, I and I, have dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the land of Kemet. Ki atem yidaitem eit asher yashavnu b'eretz Mitzrayim. And how we, I and I, came through the nations which ye all pass by. Ve'eit asher abarenu b'kareba ha-goyim asher ibartem. And ye and y'all have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them, lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah Einai Elohim, to go and serve the Elohim of these Goyim, these nations, nationalities, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood, and it come to pass that he heareth the words of this cuss, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, Lamor, I shall have shalom, peace, though I walk, I trod in the imagination of mine heart to add drunkenness to thirst. Yahweh Jehovah will not spear him. But then the anger of Yahweh, of Jehovah, and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this cipher, this book, shall lay upon him, and Yahweh Jehovah shall blot out Shemo, his name, from under Shemaim, under heaven. And Yahweh Jehovah shall separate him to evil out of all the tribes of Yisrael, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book, in this cipher of HaTorah, of the law, the directions, instructions, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land, shall say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sicknesses which Yahweh Jehovah hath laid upon it, upon her, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Adma and Zeboim, which Yahweh Jehovah overthrew in his anger and in his wrath, even all Goyim, nations, nationalities, international communities shall say, wherefore hath Yahweh, hath Jehovah done thus, like this, to this man? What meaneth the heat of this great anger? Then men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, their patriarchs, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served Elohim, Achrim, other Elohim, and worshipped them. Elohim, gods whom they knew not, they were ignorant of, whom they knew not, and whom he had not given to them. And the anger of Yahweh, of Jehovah, was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book, in this sefer, in this cipher. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another and other land, as it is this day. The secret things belong to Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah Aina Elohim. But those things which are revealed belong to us, to I, and to I, our children, forever, forever, that we may do all the words, the barim, of this law, this Torah, this direction, this instruction. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, hear for the Rabbi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up, hear for this Shabbat, Nitzavim, Senbet Komat Chachal. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy chapter 30. The sixth, or Palestinian covenant. Second item, the covenant, the Brit, the covenant, the Kidan, the covenant declared. Here, picking up with chapter 30, verse 1, for the Revi'i, for the fourth Aliyah, up offering up, the fourth reading for this Shabbat Nitzavi. With Hayya, Kiya, Yabou, Aleika, Kol HaDibarim, Ha'ele, Ha'biraka, V'ha'telala, Asher, Na'tati, Lifaneka, Wa'he'shebota, Illa Lebabeka, De Kol HaGoyim Asher Hi Yachika Yahweh Eloheka Shama. Here, for the Revi Aliyah, the fourth offering up, reading. And it shall come to pass with Hayya. It shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, I, with Hayya, Kiya Yavou, Aleika, Kol HaDevarim, Haele, HaBraka, with HaKelala, Asher Natatiya, LeFaneka. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, I, the blessing Habraka and the curse with Hakelala, which I have set before thee eye. And thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, among all the nationalities. Whither, where, Yahweh Eloheka, where Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath driven the I. With Haya Kia Yahuwa Aleka, call Hadibarim, Haele, Habraka, Wehak Elala, Asher Natati, Lifaneka, Wa. He shavota illa leva veka upe kol hagoyim asher hi dia chika yawaloheka shama and shall return la yawaloheka to Jehovah the Elohim, and shall obey his voice, his vocal, according to all that I command thee this day, thou, the I, and thy children, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that then Yahweh Eloheka will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee and will return and gather thee from all the nations, all the goyim, the nationality and national community, with a way, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, have scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out to the outmost parts of Shemaim, of heaven, from thence, from there, will Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, gather thee. And from thence, from there, will he fetch thee. And Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, will bring thee into the land which thy fathers, thy patriarchs, possessed. And thou shalt possess it, possess her. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers, thy patriarchs. And Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed, thy race, to love Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, thy psyche, that thou mayest live.
Lots of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here for the Chamishi, the Chamshi, 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 Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath ye stand, Sabbath ye all standing, Senbet Komat Yechal. Hear, picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 30, here at verse 7, for the Chamishi, the Hamishi Aliyah, for the fifth up offering, offering up the fifth reading, right here, 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 give ear right here, 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 here. With Anatani Yahweh Heka Etakola Ha Alota Haile Allah Oibeka with Allah Son Aika Ashera Ridafuka and Yahweh Heka Jehovah the Elohim will put all these curses upon thine enemies. We Natani Yahweh Elohekait call ha halot ha'el al oibeka and on them that hate thee I we all son eka which persecuted thee I asher ridafuka. And thou, the I, shall return and obey the voice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and do all his commandments, which I command thee, I, this day. And Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I, Elohim, will make thee plenteous in every walk of thine hand, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For Yahuwah, Jehovah will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoices over thy fathers, over thy patriarchs. If thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahuwah Eloheka Jehovah, the I Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book, in this sefer, in this cipher of HaTorah, of the law, of the directions, the instructions, and if thou turn La Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, thy psyche, 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 psyche. Here, 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 Shema Israel. Here, 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 give ear, O Israel, here, for the Sheshi, Aliyah. Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. For the sixth up offering, offering up here, for the sixth reading here, for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath ye stand, Sabbath y'all standing, Senbet Komachachal. Here, 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 give ear right here, the final, the final warning, the final warning, warning. The final warning, here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 30, here at verse 11, the superscription, the final warning. Ki ha mitzwa ha zot asher anokia mitzaweka hayom lo nifa leata hi mimeka lo rechoka hi 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 hi. For this commandment, which I command thee, I, this day, ki ha mitzvah hazot asher anoki mitzvaka hayom, it is not hidden, it is not hidden from thee. I, lo, nifa le'ata hiya mimeka, it, neither is it far off. Neither is it far off. With lo rechokahi. It is not in Shemayim, in the heavens, the place of celestial waters. It is not in the heavens that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us, I and I, to Shemayim, and bring it to us, I and I, that we, I and I, may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us, for I and I, and bring it to us, I and I, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh, very near to thee, I, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou, the I, mayest do it. Ki karov aleka hadavar meod defika uabila babeka la.
Yes. That's Omar Aliyah right here for the Torah, the first of the Trinity of readings from the Torah, from the prophets and the New Covenant. Right there, the it, actually listening to it again. Didn't bring it out, but it's she, actually, the commandment is she. We will hear her. Yes, sir. Rastafari. Let's ride up the seventh right here. Look forward. Stay tuned. Sunday service beginning at the top of the Iowa. Here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
נתתי לפניך היום את החיים ואת הטוב ואת המוות ואת הרעה. Here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir, right here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering up here, the seventh reading for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath, ye stand, Sabbath, y'all standing, Sendet Komat Chual, here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called and known as Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30, here at verse 15, Chavarim. Hear, give ear. Re'ei natati lefaneka hayom et ha'chayim. ואת הטוב, ואת המוות, ואת הרע. See, I have set before thee this day life and good. Re'ei natati lefaneka hayom et ha'chayim. ואת הטוב. And death and evil. ואת המוות. ואת הרע. In that I command thee I this day to love Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments,
that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah, the I Elohim, shall bless thee in the land whitherwayer thou goest to possess it, to possess her. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods, Elohim Acharim, and serve them. And here is the maftir. Kia gaditia lakem hayoma kia avod. To bedun lo ta'erikun yamim Allah edama sherata over et hayardena labo shama li rishataha. I denounce you this day. He agaditia lakem hayom. I denounce to you this day that ye, that y'all shall surely perish. He agaditia lakem hayom kia avoda to Bedun lo ta'erikuna yamim Allah adam sh'ata over et hayarden lavoa shama lirishtaha. I denounce to you this day that ye, that y'all shall surely perish, and that ye y'all shall not prolong your days upon the land whitherwayer thou passest over Yarden Jordan to go to possess it, to possess her. I call Shamayim Waaretz, heaven and earth, to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Ua bacharta bachayim. Therefore, choose life. Ua bacharta Bachayim, choose life. O Bacharta Bachayim, therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed, thy race, may live, that thou mayest love Yahuwah Eloheka, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave to him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahuwah, Jehovah, swear to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, to give. And here, thus fulfills the Torah Aliyot for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath, you stand, you're standing, Senveta Komat Chual, Kubur Lekal, Kubur Dimtz, Kubur Lechail. Glory be to the word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kubur Abinu, Lemelkeinu, Lekadamawi, Chail Selassie. Glory be to Ainai Father, to Ainai King, the first power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, in name of the Messiah, Getachin, Named, Hanatachin, Jesus Christos, Isis, Isis, Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Ainai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Ainai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jaloh. Wa'imru, Amen.
Yes, yes. Shabuah Tov, beautifully good. Tov, a good Shabuah 7 to come. And Melkam Ehud, Yom HaRishon, here coming to the first day. Looking forward to the Sunday service coming forward right here. Looking forward to the Sabbath of comfort reading, you know, the reading here for this Shabuah, coming into a new year. A new season, a new time. So here, not having enough time right here to really initiate the prophet's reading. But I'd like to share this right here, in tune with the reading that is before I am.
Thou shalt love no other God except the Lord thy God. Understand that, right? You know that. Right where I feel like something.
And I feel like jumping. And I feel like jumping. I see you running down the corner and you're bragging on your boss. You're looking down the barrel of the Magnum post like jumping. Like jumping, yeah, anytime, anywhere, I'm gonna put it on. I'm gonna put it on. Like the farmer said before we blow, do you choose my barn? With the little boy blues, come and blow your horn, I tell ya. Be like posting. Call you Charlie. But I ain't gonna do that. I'm just a toaster. See when I'm running, gonna just hold my bag. Jumping on your leg and then you're moving like a frog. I'm gonna put it on.
Judgment time. This is a judgment time, a judgment season right here. Per one say like October around that time of the year is like a judgment time. A lot of things come into judgment. And here for this 51st sabbatical study, we have Nitzavim standing. And here we're coming to the last Shabbat of the year right here. Coming to the end of the season and the theme, standing before Ha'ilahim, standing before the power. You know, the reading for this Shavua Nitzavim is always read on the Sabbath before Rosh Hashanah, before the Yom Teruah, serving as a prelude to the Isla Day, a prelude to the Isla Day. Y'all are standing today, all of you, before He Who Be, Who He Be, your power, where this day, referring to the Yom Teruah, the day of the blast, the day of the trumpets, all of you stand before He Who Be, Who You Be, your Elohim in judgment. The last shofar blast could be the first trumpet, might as well be the last. It refers to the Rosh Hashanah. It refers to Yom Teruah, when the dead shall be raised, the raising of the dead, where the great shofar blast is sounded at the end of Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, after Israel has received atonement, atonement. Here, riding up, stay tuned for Sunday service, right here. Yes, I, mystical time, mystical season.
Throw away your cloud of darkness in this time. Like Moses in the days of old, I've got the message and I've got to tell you. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm not here to mill you or to compel you. But my man says, thou shalt not kill, because that's not your will. Killing each other would be that double way. I tell you what, some good to send up in a different time, y'all. Stand firm in a different time, y'all. Man and man, it's your high one, y'all.
Stand firm.
That sun is the blue and in the wind. Gather round and think of me and keep on loving me. I will see how many of them for torment and I'll die. Jack says before
of all man forever. Ja. Ja. Ja.
Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja.